Blog Talk Radio.
That is the question, because there have been reports talking about Sasha Banks unfollowing WWE on Twitter, yada yada, blah blah. Wherever they go, they become happy, they don't become happy, they are happy, they're not happy. It's amusing to me. You know why? Because there are reports of Ambrose leaving WWE. Some may say, no, he's renegotiated. No, he's staying on this angle, that angle. Whatever the case may be, folks, the reports that I have seen, the reports that I have cited on the intermanet would be, you know, I don't read Meltzer, but Sportscadia, ESPN, multiple sources are saying Sasha unfollow because she's dissatisfied. Well, her choice, you know, wherever she decides to go, that's where she wants to go. In wrestling, if you're dissatisfied with your career, you can leave. Is WWE anything and everything that she can be? Don't know. I've seen some of her stuff before WWE, and I mean some of her matches before she got to NXT, before the Four Horsewomen came about. And let me tell you, it's kind of disheartening, not really. I mean, she did have a run with Charlotte back and forth, you know, playing hot potato with the Raw Women's Championships. Charlotte and her, Hell in a Cell, Tag Team Championships, that's still not satisfying enough. You know, sometimes you can hand everyone a cookie, but they'll say, I don't like that flavor, if you don't mind, can I have something else? It's okay to want success for yourself. But lately the trend is, you know, if I don't like it, I'm leaving. It must be nice. I mean, that's all I have to say. It must be nice to be like, because of name, you get the privilege of saying, hey, I want to wrestle and I want to continue to work and I want to continue to better myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bulk of this discussion today is not about last night's Monday Night Raw. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. It's just one of those shows that made you go, okay, cool, whatever. It all depends how you look at things, because Ty Dillinger left as well. They aren't using Kevin Owens. And begs the question, when, where, how good will AEW do? Because the fans have yet to see their full performance. Are they going to have a training facility? Pretty sure they will. Are they going to be having agents go out to find talent? You bet your ass they are. So Road Dogg and Billy Gunn step down as creative. Sasha Banks is contemplating leaving. Sami Zayn, other than using him as a person who comes on air, disrespects fans, you know, works the crowd really good. What is he there for? No one knows. Kevin Owens, same thing. The Revival, there's been talks of them leaving as well. So there's a lot of names that have been thrown into the bowl, or thrown into the mix, if you will, about leaving. Why do wrestlers leave if they know they have a good thing going with WWE? I can explain that just a little bit. If they're not satisfied with the direction of where their character is headed, or where their character is supposed to be going, why should they? Why should they join? Join the cause, join the fray, join what? When you have a contract that looks lucrative, that looks really promising in NXT, and you get promised the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever, everything in between, should you leave? Should you stay? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Why is Sasha leaving? Why is, you know, Kevin Owens not being as used? His merchandise wasn't even on the rack at WrestleMania. Or maybe it was on Monday Night Raw. I don't know. But what I can tell you folks is that there's a lot of questions that need answering. And one of those is, why do wrestlers leave to a different company? Why? What are the main reasonings behind it? You'd have to ask them. I don't know practically everything. And I, like I said, last night's rant was justifiable because why? There are plenty of other women on that roster that could have easily challenged Becky, but they want to put an upstart from NXT. I don't have a problem with the NXT portion side of things. But Lacey Evans really didn't show us that she was a worthy competitor on NXT, but she gets pulled up because of looks. That's just like saying the Bella Twins would be deserving of being WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Some may say, well, that's ludicrous. You're just basing it off of, you're damn right. Because, look at, okay, the Bella Twins could pull a crowd back then, and they could work for what they were given. But there was no such thing as a women's revolution back then. And Sasha Banks is a part of the women's revolution. So what I'm going to tell you is, the reason why I'm kind of all over the place, actually I am all over the place, is you read a lot. I've basically been reading the last few days what's going on, the fact that the drama that's going on between Sasha and WWE is quite entertaining. Why? Because it's saying, reports have said that she's unfollowed WWE, her husband has unfollowed WWE as well. And let's see here. Well, the first thing that pops up, Sasha Banks unfollows WWE on Twitter. She's now following AEW. Says Sasha Banks could be on the verge of walking away from WWE after reportedly trying to quit the promotion over losing to the Iconics at WrestleMania last Sunday. The female star partnered up with Bayley, the first company's first ever women's tag team champion, is believed to be quite displeased with her current employers at the moment, according to Wrestler Observer, blah, blah, blah. Banks felt blindsided by a late booking decision that saw her and Bayley surrender their belts. During a recent pay-per-view, she was initially led to believe that they would have a long run as champs. It's also been reported that the performers were livid after losing the titles on Sunday and let off steam at the hotel after the show. So it says, Banks, who missed Raw on Monday as well as scheduled appearance on Wendy Williams' show due to personal reasons, has been given a few weeks off to figure things out with WWE heads, hoping she will cool down and decide to stay. The promotion is understandably hesitant to let Banks go, given that AEW is snatching up wrestlers as they become available. But her recent social media activity seems to suggest that it's where she could be headed. According to 411 Mania, several eagle-eyed fans have noted that the 27-year-old is no longer following WWE on Twitter and has started following AEW. The publication sought to verify this by going through her account and discovered that such is indeed the case. Banks isn't following WWE nor Vince McMahon on Twitter anymore, but she still follows WWE Network and WWE NXT. The performer's husband, Sarathon, has weighed in as well, posting a short statement on Twitter, which can be seen below. In life comes a point in time passion and pleasure intersect business and finances, where the smart choice completely contradicts the right one. And when the time comes, some people will understand, but most people won't. They'll talk about you. They'll question whether you made a mistake. They'll cry because they miss you. They'll laugh and say good riddance. But at the end of the day, your choices are your own. They're not for anyone to understand except yourself. Life will become difficult. The roads you travel may get rockier. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams and what they mean to you. And as long as you stay true to who you are and why you make the choices you make, then they will be the right ones. That's kind of, you know, a good point. And, it brings up this point that I'm going to just let you in on a little secret. It's something like this. When in wrestling, you have a lot of choices. You have a choice whether you want to be with the company, stay with them a long while, make your points, and say, hey, this is who I am. This is who I want to be portrayed as. My character better have a damn good reasoning to be here with your company. And if it doesn't pan out, sometimes it doesn't pan out, folks. And that's why she's leaving, because, you know, the championships runs were not what she thought it was going to be, so it was short-lived. The Iconics won the championships. There's a lot of other reasons aside from just losing championships. And the last-minute booking decisions would irritate me as well, but I'm not a part of the company, so I can't really vouch for that one. It's difficult. To put people in a position in which they don't have control over. And Sasha, you know, understandably, is possibly leaving. Possibly? Might want to take that word out. She canceled her Wendy Williams appearance. But you start canceling appearances, that doesn't look good on you, but at the same time, to clear her own head, that may be a good reason, a good time not to be on someone's show when you're not 100% mentally ready or mentally there. I don't speak for Sasha, but that is a good decision on her end. I'm not, you know, like I said, I honestly, this one leaving WWE, she does have a lot of merchandise. She does sell a lot of dolls. She does sell, that's part of merchandise. It's hard to say where WWE will be without her. The same token, she can be replaced. Yeah, she can. Will she come back? Don't know. Will there be repercussions if, you know, AEW fails? Will there be repercussions if they succeed? Again, I don't know these things, but I do know that those of you who are naive enough to say that it's not a war, that these two companies are going to be able to be civil with one another, in my opinion, you're wrong, because WCW back then was completely different than AEW, and they had different names that were already established. The similar trait is you've got so many cooks in the kitchen. Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, Hangman Page, Joey Janela. You've got all these wonderful, you know, talents in the ring and that have made names for themselves in Japan, overseas in Mexico, in Puerto Rico, wherever they stem from. And now you have something similar going on, like Sasha, possibly Sami Zayn, possibly Kevin Owens, possibly The Revival, Dean Ambrose. They want to be let loose. They want to have freedom to roam with their gimmicks, because in WWE, they peg them as one-dimensional a little bit. There's no room to grow with the gimmick. As I said, again, I don't speak for WWE. I don't intend to. But these are just my observations. Normally, you know, I would sit here and talk about, okay, what's coming up on SmackDown Live? What can we expect? What can we prepare for? But I'm just going to pause and say, what's up, UK? What's up, Latvia, Indonesia, Australia? How you doing? You got a whole bunch of change of scenery. Enzo and Cass showing up at G1 Supercard, attacking the Briscoe brothers. I believe, in my heart of all hearts, that's a work. Why? Because Bubba Ray Dudley is a master of yelling at the security guards, you didn't do your jobs, you stand there the whole fucking time, blah, 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 blah. I watched some of Supercard last night. I know it's a little late because it was WrestleMania weekend. It was at the Garden. It was beautiful. It was just that crossed my mind. When all these things are going on in professional wrestling, the attack on Bret Hart, Enzo and Cass infiltrating Ring of Honor, Tajiri and Tajiri and Liger. Not just those matches, but my brain tends to race with thoughts whenever I see things pop up, like Sasha Banks is unfollowing social media. She's taking 2 weeks to put her thoughts together. She's already made up her mind where she wants to be, folks. That's where she's going to be. So I normally would sit and contend with the idea, okay, this is SmackDown Live. This is Monday Night Raw. When in fact, you know what? It's time to broaden up the horizons again, because there's more to wrestling than just WWE. Some may say, well, you've got your casuals, you've got your smarks, you've got your podcast hosts, you've got your wrestling schools that can tell you what professional wrestling is and where it's headed and why it's constantly evolving itself. Some people don't care about the drama that comes with. They just care about, you know, hey, can you entertain me? That's all I care about. Give me a good show. I'll read and report and do whatever I can to keep you guys, you know, entertained with stuff you already know. But, you know, it's all up to you guys. That's pretty much it. If you don't think that this is not a war, think again. I've said this several times. During, you know, the times of the Attitude Era, when WCW, ECW was running just a little bit on fumes, when Paul didn't have any names left in the hat, when Eric Bischoff was trying to find creative ways to make Vince upset or trying to run him out of business, people get sidetracked, man. They're like, well, I'm not satisfied with my company, so therefore I'm going to go ahead and jump ship. Survey says, going to be one interesting ride. Might need some seatbelts. Got some other things to keep us strapped in and entertained. Folks, it's why I go to different wrestling shows, because I know, my heart of all hearts, that people are going to say, well, you're just a wrestling mark. You just go to all the shows and you cry about the shows. That's not all I do. And if I, you know, I'm going to tell you from experience of being unhappy with a company, let me just shed some light on that. If you feel that you're satisfied and content with where you are, cool. No qualms about that. But if you personally feel that you are not going anywhere at all and you're stagnant and you're just trying to find a GPS in somewhere that can lead you to the promised land. It gets ridiculously hard to stay focused. You feel like things are a drag. You get told one thing and then something else happens, like a last minute change. That's why I say I don't rag on people for getting theirs, being happy with who they are. Sure, you know, Sasha has her moments, but who doesn't? Some may say I'm crazy for defending someone who dipped on giving my cousin an autograph at, you know, SummerSlam. That's okay, because, you know, you're tired. You don't want to be bothered. But at the same token, Sasha's attitude can be judged on how you want to judge. You know, people, we all have flaws. One of mine is sometimes being overly critical of talent. Am I going to retract what I said yesterday? No, but I am going to say it in a broken down, from a broken down point of view. When you work really hard and when you go to the performance center and you not only lift weights, but you do conditioning and you show the trainers why you belong, and you get told, hey, you know, we're going to pull you up, we're just going to see where this goes, and you fall in line and you do what you're told and you do what is asked of you, and you witness firsthand, things can change. And some of those things, some of those changes may not make any sense. I thought for sure that Sasha and Bayley were going to hold on to the tag team championships. You know, after all, they are the first women to win those. The fact that, you know, after WrestleMania, they the only ones that, well, one of seven people, one of seven talents that lost their gold. It's easy just to say from an outsider's perspective, oh, shit happened, she should be okay with it. It's not necessarily how this works. We all know that people can go and watch a wrestling show and see a wrestling show without Sasha Banks. Back, you know, in the days when it was NXT and it was fresh, some are going to say, well, they had Sasha, when they had Bayley, when they had a whole slew of talent, Sami Zayn, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke Nakamura. NXT could not be touched. And now they keep adding more implementations of, like, the War Raiders turned into the Viking Experience. No. Like, whose bright idea was that? That's neither here nor there, but it begs the question, whose bright idea was it to change the name? Are they still going to provide entertainment for us? Sure. Because when you're a wrestler, I was told, or a worker, you provide the fans a service, and that's to entertain and put a smile on our faces. When we walk out the building, we can say, man, that was a good show. And there'd be people that still bitch about certain things and cry about certain things. I bitch and I cry about things, folks, but I at least find some of the good. Because if I found all negative, that'd be, only be too easy. Why, from personal perspective, is everyone going to like the same superstar that I like? No. Is everyone going to jump ship just because Sasha Banks and possibly Ambrose, possibly Zayn, possibly Owens jump ship? Again, hell if I know. I'm just the person that reports to you as much as I can about professional wrestling, which I have not been able to do as of the moment. So what I'm going to say is the following. Well, we're going to pause for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Network on Tuesdays to get this. 20 seconds. But the point is, there's been a lot of reports, and I could just recap Monday Night Raw real quick, which, no. They cut out the promos. There's a lot more action, but it seems like, you know, it's kind of weird. So your first impression of, oh, SmackDown Live is SmackDown Live is the shit, and Monday Night Raw kind of did not make sense. You know, the champions get pinned. You would think that Curt Hawkins' losing streak would not continue, but I guess there's something about him that makes him, and Zack Ryder for that matter, that makes him public enemy number one. Not really. They just lost one match, right? Are the titles going to stay on them for at least two more weeks? I don't know. There's just a lot of questions, folks, that are unanswered because you don't know if Sasha stays, and I don't think she is going to, because indication is if someone starts following someone else on social media, that's a big hint as to not into it anymore. Are others going to follow suit? Don't know. I'm not, like I said, I am not in the back with the people who make the decisions behind, okay, do we really want to value or keep their stock in place? Do we really want to keep her? There's been a lot of, you know, good and bad reports about Sasha Banks. Do Make-A-Wish, she does well with that. With autograph sessions, she needs work. You signed on into a position to get attention, you know, like a celebrity. Do celebrities sign autographs all the time? No. But do they save face by making up for it by signing on to charities? You bet your ass they do. So, folks, I'm going to get more in depth with this. It's been a minute since I've had the air to myself. But for those of you listening, buckle up, put your seatbelts on, put some earmuffs on. If you have children, please tell them to leave the room because there may be or there will be suggestive language that are not suitable for the ages of 14 and under. But then again, look, they have the internet. Come on. They have YouTube. They have a bunch of access to anything. Anyways, folks, time to hear me roar again. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of personality. I know your anger, I know your dreams. So, with half an hour left to spare, why do wrestlers jump ship? The survey says, do jump ship or to stay on board? There's got to be a lot of presentation going on right now, or maybe they'll wait. As I said, I don't know how these meetings work and operate in World Wrestling Entertainment. All I can tell you is, if somebody's not happy, the WWE has an open door policy where you can leave. But in some instances that have been reported and cited about WWE or leaving WWE, you may never be the same. And when you try to come back, it might be difficult if you left a bad taste in their mouth. Is it wise to go bashing on a company that you want to work for? No. Is it wise to leave if you have a position, you know, opened up for you and you know that you have something secure, something steady, something to put food on your plate? I think it's more or less time right now for Sasha Banks, she's been literally losing up until the tag team championship match. And then after that came, you saw what happened. Her and Bayley won a tag team championship together, and they lost it after a month, which, okay, last minute change. So be it. People leave all the time. Bret the Hitman Hart, Booker T. They left because WCW went into the drain. It's not just Russo, it was when Bischoff and Hogan took over WCW. You know, Nash and Hall and all of them have their way, you know, with promoting stuff. And we all say this. We're not going to favor ourselves. We're going to allow the talent to grow. We're going to allow them to expand. I think part of the problem is, folks, is when you have all this diverse talent on the roster for Raw and SmackDown Live, and yet they're not being the plays aren't being executed for these guys. They got a great playbook full of talent. And as Michael Hayes said, you just have to let the players execute the plays that you have put in place. Right now, you know, folks, if she's normally, you know, with me an hour into this whole discussion, but we will and we shall welcome to the show the Arkansas native, the woman who heads the chapter of Arkansas Raider Nation and also Yankee Nation, and also the co-president of the Alexa Bliss fan club. All things, you know, considered, she is the godmother of all things to, wrestling fandom. Please welcome to the show, and she's going to deny it when she gets on, Granny Hulkster.
Well, hello, B-Train. And yes, fans, I am denying that because it's not true. He's delusional again. Once again, he's being delusional. B-Train, my son says I'm being very mean to you because I'm telling you you need to go take your medication for being so delusional. He says I'm being mean to him. He says that's not nice being mean to your co-host. I'm not being mean, fans. I'm just stating facts. He's being delusional once again.
Folks,
you know I love you, B-Train, but I do not love those villains.
There is a picture of Granny holding a villain's belt, you see? And she wore the T-shirt, which means, I have proof.
Hey, no. I may have worn that T-shirt, but I was forced to wearing that because Anthony was dressed as Tim Rockwell for the Halloween show last year. And he needed another person to be his villain security. Unfortunately, I was the only one available to do it besides our good friend Zach Williams. So, but I am not a villains fan. I do not like the villains. I do not like the bad guys. And Anthony's sitting here doing the villain sign. And it's, you know, let's just move on in this conversation and not even go where you're going right now, B-Train, because I know where you're going with this. Let's just not go there, okay? Hey, all and right, by the way, so, speaking of WFC, am I going to get to see your wonderful face this weekend with Mr. Kurt Gannon?
On the 20th?
Yes.
I think so, because that's where my flight, I believe. So, I mean,
I hope so.
I would hope so, too, Granny, because I don't just fly in for nothing.
I know.
But,
so,
anyway, folks, we're talking, Granny, about, let's see here, about Sasha leaving and why wrestlers leave, and try to have a peace of mind and where they fit in and whatnot. So I'm going to tell you right now, okay, so they've been reports saying that she unfollowed the social media. There might be something to make her happy, but see, fans, the thing is, with Sasha, Granny, I'm just going to say it. Some believe she has an attitude. Some, I met her high school classmate during WrestleMania. He, and this is a true story because he obviously, you know, she's from Massachusetts, so dude had a Boston Red Sox cap on. And I said, so you went to high school with her? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, she was a total nerd in high school. And I said, gee, you know,
wow.
it doesn't excuse her, you know, for blowing off people, going out of her way to get security to come her way, to make sure that she does not have signed autographs. Autographs is not the main reason why I'm discussing this. She's not happy because there were some last-minute changes for her career choice, you know, like she was not supposed to lose the championships with Bayley at WrestleMania, but it was a last-minute change. So, you know, if you're completely dissatisfied with your career, that's your business, not mine. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes if you can't feel the way you do.
Well, yeah, we were discussing that last night on Attitude Era Live, betraying about Sasha Banks, you know, and Big Swing, you know, was talking about, you know, well, if she's that unhappy, she, it seems to me that she's acting like a spoiled little brat is how he worded it, you know, and I mean, you do what you got to do, fans. You know, if you're not happy with what's going on, okay, maybe it is time to make a change. I don't know. You know, I can't speak for her. I'm not going to even try because I don't know why she's not wanting to stay with WWE. I mean, there could be lots of reasons. You know, so.
There's a lot of reasons as to why people leave companies. Like, folks, just so you know, like, when people leave somewhere, that doesn't necessarily mean they can't have success in their other company. I'm not saying she's signed to AEW, but it's kind of funny. Looking at her activity, she just started following AEW. So she's making a statement. If you're not happy with, like, why she's doing stuff that you're not understanding. Sometimes it takes a great deal to remain patient in wrestling because there's a lot of people in wrestling that don't get why she's leaving. Or not just her, but I think Sami Zayn. Because the revival, there's a long list of people that are contemplating going to AEW. And for good reason. Why? Because if you really need the revival to do anything except for do good and win the NXT championships and then move from NXT to go to Maine and then get nothing but, okay, they did get the Raw Tag Team Championships with Dallas or Bruce Hiccup. To me, it's more than just winning championships. It's like a job. If you're not satisfied with your job, are you going to stay there and force yourself to be unhappy? Some people do it because they like to bitch and hear people say, oh, well, that's too bad. But if you don't really want a specific type of change, then you're never going to change at all. And I think, some may say, well, I commend Sasha. Well, to me, dude, to be honest with you, it's a mixed bag. To some, she's a bitch. To some, she's cool. So, well, she's the boss, and, oh, well, you know, she's very nice at this charity, that charity. You can save face and put on a happy face all you want, but all at the end of the day, if she's not feeling good about her direction and where she's going, why should she stay?
Exactly. I mean,
like, it doesn't matter.
I know.
It doesn't matter. Like,
if I wasn't happy, I wouldn't want to stay in a place where I wasn't happy at, but, you know.
It's a matter, Granny, of, like, personal satisfaction. Like, if someone told me, hey, you know, you're going to do this and that in the company, and they said, but, you know, last minute change, we're going to do this instead, should I really fucking stay with you? No.
No.
And a lot of times, I start to wonder myself, like, okay, when I was back in 2015, I was working in 2015, this is what happened. You know, I stayed with the company because I thought it was fresh, and then I left. And then I'm going to tell you right now, it was not fun. You know, basically stay in a company, which I was, the national anthem, and then after that, it wasn't satisfying to go through the whole bullshit of, okay, I'll go to training, and then I'll go to the show, I'll help set up, I'll do whatever it takes, whatever. It just wasn't satisfying. So maybe Sasha feels that if she stays with the company, she's just going to be unhappy the rest of her natural born life. I'm sorry, Granny. Am I getting an echo on the other side? Because I'm hearing my own voice.
No, I don't hear no echo on my end, but...
Hang on. Let me see if I can hear myself that way. Okay, that's better. Anyways, folks, to continue on, what I was saying was, if you're not satisfied with how you feel in the business, this is what I'm going to tell you. Leave. Just leave. If she thinks that, you know, she's going to do good in AEW, like I said, I don't judge character until they actually show on the other show. If they suck, they suck. If they're good, they're good. With Sasha, it's a mixed bag. From my experiences with her, I want to say it's both negative and positive. She was nice to me when we were extras back in 2016. I'm pretty sure she's relatable once you get to know her, but for someone to be that oblivious and say, oh, yeah, she's a nerd, she doesn't socialize with other people. No, I'm a nerd too, dude. And I read, you know, I don't do the stereotypical nerd things, which is, you know, read comics or be a creep. Or, you know, watch sci-fi movies all day long. But at the end of the day, maybe she just doesn't want to be bothered. Maybe she doesn't want to be talked to. That's why she gets security to come with her and her entourage to avoid fans. You think that's going to carry over well for you in AEW? Go on with your bad self. Here's your name. You're very fortunate, dear, that you are a name. And I'm going to point this out. Sami Zayn is doing a good job of teasing the fact that you guys didn't want me here, so maybe I should go elsewhere. And Granny, I haven't seen Kevin Owens. Icon's happy about that, but a lot of fans are wondering, okay, well, what's the deal? You use him for a stop and go for one match with Kofi Kingston. You know, he was a tag team partner, and then now he's not there anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, you hit a really valid point last night when I was on your show. By the way, I hope you didn't mind me calling in to listen. I just wanted to meet your new lovely co-host that helps you on Monday night. I really enjoyed listening to the show last night. Awesome show with you all, by the way. But you brought up a valid point about, you know, giving the fans what they want, and now all of a sudden, are we going back to the way things were before? I hope not. I
hope not too, Granny, because they said two writers stepped down. So does that mean it's going to change the outlook of shows? Again, folks, I'm not the one making these rules. I'm not the one making sure that, you know, oh yeah, by the way, if you know, Vince is satisfied. I don't work for Vince. I mean, we just report. We as podcast hosts. Sorry.
We report what we see.
Yes.
Try to make it as best we can. We try to present things as best we can to the general public. Put on my headset, folks, because here's what I'm going to inform
you
all of. Oh, go ahead, hon.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to say real quick, you know, you were talking about two of the creative writers stepping down. I noticed something very interesting on social media the other day, that they're actually looking for someone to join their creative team. That there was actually something on Facebook, I think I saw in a glimpse, you know, they're asking for people, you know, if you think you have what it takes to be a creative writer, you know, send your resume, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting, you know, and that was before I had heard that, you know, a couple of the creative writers had stepped down. So, you know, I'm not sure where we're going with this, but hopefully it will be a good change. I mean, I don't know, you know. I mean, I don't want to be a creative writer. I don't want to be a promoter. I just want to be a fan, you know, and which I am, you know, but I would not want that particular job of being a promoter or a creative writer for WWE. I mean, if there would be some way that I could contribute to WWE in a way that would be enjoyable, that would be fun, I'm all for that, but, you know, I would not want to be in a position where I would have to make a kind of decision on a creative writing, because I'm just, that's not my, I mean, I can be creative. I can come up with some pretty good ideas, but I would not want to be put into that position to make that kind of decision. And of course, I know it goes above to the higher up people than just them, because they've got to push, they've got to give their ideas to the powers that be higher up within the company, I'm sure, you know, so.
It's just, you know, a lot of things you realize as fans, and you see something like this. We can cry, we can complain, we can think that it's just it makes me wonder, okay, well, what if I become a part of your creative team? Am I going to have to be put under a glass? Am I going to have to follow rules? A lot of the questions that I have, you know, if you get hired on, the answers are probably going to be, yep, probably. The sad part is, folks, it's just like this. I don't know necessarily if any of us would be a good choice for creative, because then we're just going to fit into our bias. Like, being a part of creative means, can you carry, put together a story? Can you make the stories ebb and flow to what the crowd wants and also what the higher-ups would like? So, you know, they posted on Facebook now looking for someone that could obtain stories, blah, blah, blah. What's your resume like? If you just turn in a simple resume, they're going to laugh at you and say, yeah, well, nice try. What have you done to impress fans? How many followers do you have on Twitter? How many Instagram followers do you have? It's not just social media, but it's...
Well, I know one of the interesting I know one of the interesting questions that Icon always asks the wrestlers, you know, especially the independent wrestlers that come on our show, you know, we all know that the big dance is the WWE, and that's how he phrases it. You know, if you know, it's like a two-part question. If the WWE contacted you, you know, would you want to go, or would you want to stay independent where you could do your own thing? Because we all know that once you're part of the WWE, you're basically giving up your life. I mean, some of them say that they would want the opportunity, you know, to try if they got contacted by WWE. But in the same aspect, they say, well, you know, I would still be friends with so-and-so, or I would still recognize that person as my friend, or I would still talk to that person as, you know, as my friend. And, you know, because you're right, B-Train. I mean, when you're, you know, if you get picked by the WWE, your lifestyle is going to change big time. I mean, you're going to be traveling maybe, I don't know, 300 days out of a year. I don't know. You know, I mean, and you're going to be told what you can do. And you brought up a valid point, you know, am I going to be put under a microscopic glass, you know, because I'm going to be say, okay, you have to do it. You have to do this, 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 and this. You can do this, but you can't do this. You know, I don't know if I would want that kind of lifestyle.
It's more or less like, yeah, I don't think it'd be wise for me to, or, and, you know, anyone that's bashed WWE to apply, because then they'll go back and say, have you said anything bad about our company? They won't say that, and that's not how they word their interviews. It's just, how do you present yourself in front of them? Are you a straightforward person? Are you honest? Are you trustworthy? And biggest thing, are you loyal? Are you going to leave the company or stay with me? I can say this because it's like this. You never worked for the company as a full contracted individual, because you're your own independent contractor when you work for WWE. But I can say I've walked through the halls of WWE locker rooms in St. Louis and Kansas City. I probably have to get rid of all my marquee pictures, which means, you know, the pictures with Billy Gunn and the pictures with Lita and all that. I'd probably have to change my social media to private, because it's very difficult to say you wouldn't want to be a part of WWE. That's a lie, when all of us know that that's the dream. That's the big, you know, chiz of where you want to be, how you want to be, where you want exist, how you exist. No, WWE is not the pinnacle for me. But at the same token, would I want to work for them eventually? Yes. Because I feel like some people are misunderstanding. Like, you have a concept of being a part of a company that will scrutinize you for anything, everything, and just put you to the test, the ultimate test. And I was like, well, you know, even if you have an English degree, do you know how to write stories? Do you know how to promo? I don't think that's what they ask writers, but do you know how to construct a promo? Do you know how to construct a story, a story arc? Do you know how to follow an audience? What type of audience do you know the best? So when Icon asked that question, would I eventually, if WWE contacted me, the answer to that question is obvious. If they're the ones contacting you, you jump all over that.
That's right, for sure. I mean,
but if they're not, oh, go ahead.
You know, in my case, I mean, like, yeah, if they contacted me, say, Granny, we want you to come to work for us. You know, yeah, I mean, that would be, you know, if they contact you, yes, you jump at that opportunity. But I think I would, now this is my opinion, I think where I would fit in really well is doing something maybe with the marketing aspect of it, or maybe promoting merchandise, you know, because I mean, I'm pretty good at suggestive selling. You know, I'm pretty good at, I mean, customer service was always one of my big strengths when I worked back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And customer service mm-hmm. was always one of my big things. And I love people. So, yes, in that aspect, that's where I would be good at helping within the WWE. If I had the opportunity to set up, you know, whatever, the merchandise or, you know, that where I could talk to people, where I could interact with people, yes, that would be good for Granny because that's what I like to do. You know, I don't know if that'll ever happen. Probably not, but, you know, that is where I feel like I could make a positive aspect, you know, within WWE.
And that's why, you know, it's important, and people don't realize this, if I got an opportunity to go anywhere in wrestling, you bet your ass I'm going to try, folks, because some people want to stay put. Mm-mm, no, dude. I'm always moving. I'm always hitting the ground running. And I'm flying, you know, to Kansas City and going all the way to Oklahoma again. And that's fine. But it's just, it's a lot of stress involved, you know, like, what's the payoff of this? Am I just flying here for no reason? There's got to be a payoff, in my opinion. There has to be a good reason as to why people apply or get noticed in WWE or AEW or New Japan. It's not because of like, hey, we heard your show, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to do broadcast opportunity? Sometimes you got to seek out opportunity. And if it's on Facebook, fine. Would I be lying if I said I wouldn't want to apply, but part of me's nervous because they do listen to your show. You think they don't? Ratings don't lie, folks. And I've said this plenty of times. If you think that people don't pay attention to what you say or do, they do. And it's imperative that you pay attention. You don't want to cross the line too far. I've been a part of that before, trust me.
And you don't want to burn that bridge either.
You don't want to burn the bridge. We're just expressing last night how, you know, Granny and I feel that Lacey Evans should not be pushed up to the front of the line. And yeah, I don't have any qualms about it because you have all the women in the locker room, and I'm going to make this point again. You have all the women in the locker room to make a valid point, like, hey, what about us? Do they go up to Vince and Hunter and Stephanie and say that shit? No. But we as podcast hosts can because we're concerned. So, all I'm going to tell you is I'm going to have fun, you know, coming to Oklahoma. I'm going to sign off here, folks. And I'm going to have a nice little spring day. It is the Yankees versus Red Sox, so I'm in game mode right now. I'm hoping and praying my Yanks do something against Boston because I'm sick and tired of seeing Boston sports do good. Just saying. Anyways, if you didn't like what good old Brian Reynolds had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. And Granny?
And if you didn't like what Granny Holster had to say, what you going to do when Granny Holster goes crazy on you?
That'll do her, folks. That's a wrap. Go Yanks. Dig it.